This is a long time ago, many years ago. After Baba dropped his body, but still many years ago. And we would have our family do little skits and things like as we used to do for Baba. When they would entertain us, it was on this veranda. And what we called Pendu's veranda, because he was always seated there in the corner. And so one day, one day Pendu agreed to have a schoolmaster in Pimpergaon, in the village adjoining ours, who was also a magician, who would do magic tricks and, you know, make things disappear. Oh, here he is. And all the time he would say, I want to do something for Baba. Let me do my magic show. You know, this it'll be nice. So at last, Pendu agreed, okay, come and entertain Baba's boys and girls with your magic show. And then there would be songs, totems and other things. So we waited. That's the time when he was going to come. He didn't come. He didn't show up. Pendu was getting restless. At every 5 minutes, he was getting really mad at that man. He said, how can he do that? He wanted to come. I didn't ask him. And he was... So at last, he sent one of the boys from here to go into the village and find out. And the message came back that, yes, he knows he's coming. But the rabbit, which was to disappear and come out from a hat, has run away. The rabbit is disappeared. So they're all chasing the rabbit. They're all after him. And they went, in the end he came because Pendu said, you come now or you don't come. So he did other tricks and things. But they never found the rabbit in time. So there everybody's sitting on the tarpaulins there under the table. And the magician was doing his best for the rest of the tricks. And you know, in India it's very, very popular to say, one, two, three. And then you do that, see? But he didn't know English. They would do, one, two, three. It was pretty good, but that you couldn't make a rabbit disappear, could you? No, he made the rabbit disappear.
He didn't come back.
No, I did not. Why were you doing like that? And the man was saying, but Pendu was getting angry in the vernacular.